Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing Jesus, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Our Gracious Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hand. There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hands. Jesus, Messiah, my Savior, there is power in your name. You're my rock and my Redeemer. There is power in your name, in your name. You walk on the waters, you speak to the sea, you stand in the fire beside me. You roar like a lion, you bled as the lamb, you carry my healing in your hands. God, you walk on the waters, you speak to the sea,
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, you may not understand, comprehend, and today unable to grasp all of that. I can't, but I'll tell you one thing. I believe it because God said it. And therefore, today, we realize that God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So God didn't leave us in the sinful mess that we're in. God made a way where we had no way. So therefore today, in these days of easy believism that we encounter, we need the stability. See, this is why I'm trying to take you today. There is stability. There is a foundation of surety in Genesis 1. We all know it's kind of like John 3:16. You know, you see people at these ball games holding up, you know, John 3:16. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. But if you're not living it, it's not worth the paper it's written on, is it? Hello? And the same thing. People say, oh, yeah, man, I know. Everybody knows. I mean, they come out of the womb knowing in the beginning God. Everybody knows that particular verse. But unfortunately, they don't know the God of the beginning. They don't know the God that can change your life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. So realizing this today, here's a God that today provides today. You've got to get the stability of Genesis 1 in your life. And over the past several weeks, we have tried to plan around Christmas, because Christmas fell on Sunday, didn't it? So we, you know, thought about, well, what's the best time? And we praise the Lord for everybody. We had a great crowd on Christmas Day. We tried to plan around that people could make it to church and open the gifts and eat the meal and do all these great things. And we were able to accomplish that. We'd have to do a little plan. Then we got to New Year's. And so we just pretty much went with a full schedule. But I know how, you know, people are in special occasions of the year, which New Year's is one of them. You had a lot of things going on, and people were coming to your house and eating and hanging out, and you wish they'd hurry up and leave, and they just like they moved in to stay. Eating up all your food and drinking all your iced tea and you think, my God, will they ever go home? You ever had somebody come to your house like that? And I tell you what, you went outside and you looked in the car to see if they brought luggage, because it seemed like they was never going home. Amen. Lord. I mean, my God in heaven. And then we got past that. Then, guess what happened last weekend? Snow. I don't never want to hear that Christmas song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow again. Because I'm snowed out. I'm tired of it. I've had enough of it. I've shoveled enough of it. I've slipped around on it. I even slipped and fell on it. Can you believe that? Yeah. When you're on ice, man, I'm gonna tell you, I don't care what you got on your feet. You're going down. Amen. But I was real graceful. I just did it. You know how it is. You do something, you just think, well, is it anybody looking? Well, in the middle of a parking lot, there was nobody there but me and Drew. It wasn't too much to look around at, you know, and sin and tip. So I just gracefully my feet just start going. So I just kind of just eased on down, just set my little self right down on the ice and then got my little self right up off of it. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we tried to plan around all these events. We tried to plan and, you know, we tried to provide worship services so that you could come to church on Sunday and the parking lot cleared and the sidewalk cleared and all those things and the building ready for you. And we should be reminded that with all that is happening in our world globally today, personally, we're not in control. I couldn't make the snow stop. I couldn't change the fact that Christmas fell and New Year's fell on a Sunday. It was one of those things. But it reminded me that it's not me that's in control. It's God who's in control. And when I'm facing times of difficulty in my life, and when we're going through times of pain and problems and times where we just throw up our hands and we weep and we don't know what to do, we've got to remember today, this same God who's the God of the beginning is the God who's still in control. Amen. You can put your confidence in this God. He'll never fail you. He'll never fail you. Did you hear what I said? I said He'll never fail you. Amen. That's just the way He is. So realize so much of how we live every day is out of control anyway. You can't control it. So much of our lives are out of our hands, and that we can't do anything about some things. And I'm sure this can be frustrating at times, but we've got to remember that if you're a Christian, it's crucial tonight, this morning, to get Genesis 1 right. See, I contend if you haven't got Genesis 1 right, you've missed the whole Bible entirely. You can say, well, I know John 3:16, and I know this scripture, and I know the book of John, and I can do this, and I can quote that. But if you haven't got Genesis 1 right, it doesn't make any difference. You've got to get this right. There's no lasting stability today in life until we go first and get the stability that is found in the pages of God's Word. And that's why God said, in the beginning, God. Amen. The first verse in Genesis, actually, if you will look at it today, it's just not a declaration that God has existed. It's actually a declaration today, a cry unto praise, a cry of praise unto God today, the Creator, the Stabilizer, our Supplier, our everything, our peace, our comfort, our help, everything in life is found in this one that is called Almighty God. Amen. So, if there's no presence of God in your life, that's been established in a relationship of you coming to Him and receiving Him as your personal Savior through salvation, then your life is dark. And today you are deluged in sin. You're living apart from God, not living in God. Folks, it's not based on religion. It's based on a relationship. It's not based on church membership. It's based on knowing Jesus. Amen. You can be baptized a million times and it won't save you. You can shake every preacher's hand in Lynchburg, and some of them, I'm not sure if I'm going to shake them. You can do all these things. You can try to live right. You can't do it. It's only through the power of God that you can be usable for His kingdom and be a part of His living today, that God will work in you and God will work through you. Genesis 1:1 is a reminder today that there is a God and none of us are Him. Amen. So in the beginning, God. It stands today basically as a, if you take Genesis 1 and you read in the beginning God, the first words in Genesis, the first words in the Bible, you find that this is, it stands as a lens by which we view everything else that is contained in God's Word. God didn't randomly just say, well, I guess we ought to just throw in the beginning God in the very first verse. No, this was God's Word. And it serves as a lens. See, if you're going to see the rest of the 66 books in this Bible, you've got to see through the lens of in the beginning God. Amen. So Genesis is the telescope, if you would, today, by which we see the rest of the Bible and that we understand the Word of God for our life. So, in Genesis 1, what happens? First thing that happens, God speaks. Boy, I'm glad that God speaks. And I'm glad that we can be on speaking terms with God. I'm glad we can call upon Him and He's always there. I'm glad we can call upon Him and He will answer us.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501, or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.